Americans don't like him, but they plan to vote for him anyway. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A new AP poll is out and shows that if the congressional elections were held today, a majority of voters would vote for the Democratic candidate in their district. In fact, almost a quarter of the conservatives polled said they would back a Democrat in their district. But not so fast. It turns out, if you read through the poll, the voters who say they plan to vote for Democrats aren't voting for them because they like them. For example, when asked what they think about the Democrats' handling of foreign policy, 62% disapprove. Asked about Iraq, 67% disapprove of how the Democrats are handling Iraq. Even on the Democrats' signature issue, the economy, 57% think they stink. Of course, Republicans get similarly pathetic numbers on those issues, although they actually score better than the Democrats do on foreign policy and Iraq. Bottom line, voters don't care much for the members of either party, but they are prepared to switch Congress to the Democrats anyway. What could that mean? Well, there is one major difference between Democrats and Republicans. Democrats have promised to investigate the Bush administration, while Republicans have made it clear that investigating the Bush administration is pretty low on their agenda, down there somewhere between balancing the budget and banning apple pie. Voters have apparently noticed that many of the promises that were made to them haven't quite panned out, and they've pretty much given up on seeing those promises kept, but now they want to find out why. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.